Facebook can be a very confusing realm.
And we agree with you on that. It's very confusing, considering we're all making up how to use it all the time, always, and no one has told us how to use it.
And that's why we have this podcast for you. Go to Help Podcast helps you navigate the pitfalls of social media behavior.
Yeah, don't do stuff wrong. We have someone on the show, his name is my co-host, and he shows you he does everything wrong. I mean, that's what I think, and I think he does everything wrong, and we take turns hosting the show, and like one week it's about how Deepu is wrong about using Facebook, and the next week it's about, Deepu admitting how wrong he is about using Facebook. It's lots of different episodes.
Yeah, and sometimes there's an episode about how serious you fucking handle everything, so...
Well, am I? You're pretty serious too, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I don't know.
This is where... And listen to the comedy happening already. We're going to take turns telling you how to use Facebook and social media caringers the way you want. If you don't know what a caringer is, listen to the show. You might hear the explanation, but you also might have picked up that it's a word I made up. And that is what it is. I made it up. So don't listen. Do listen. But don't expect... that.
Go to hell.
Let's open with saying this. Hey, are you a fan of sports? Do you like talking about games? Well, when you win a conversation, and we all know there's ways to win conversations. Every week, one of us thinks we do it here. when you win a conversation, don't you want like official points for it?
Yes.
Don't you need
that for this fucking podcast every
right?
week.
You wish you had a Fire fan for this podcast. You wish you had a Fire fan where you could predict, like, oh, I'm going to say this and Mike's going to be wrong about that.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, Fire fan is just sponsoring the show and not dedicating hours and hours of app building time to create a version of their app for our ridiculous arguments. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk about sports, predict things happening in the game, talk about the game while it's happening with your friends, Fire Fan is the app for you. Put in promo code Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, when you download it from all your app stores or wherever apps are sold. The appery.
They should call it the appery, but it's either the Apple store, the iOS store.
Apparatus.
iOS or Google Play. Go get it.
Go get it. Fire Fan. Promo code H-A-L-E-Y. And join our league. Haley's a dog. All right, I have an opening monologue, but it's more of a dialogue that I want to do with you.
Oh, interesting. Sure.
So you'll have to, I'm letting you participate a little bit.
Yay.
I have seen like a lot of people I live in an urban environment. Like I don't live in New York City, but I live in a city. Like it's a proper city where I live in Jersey. And I see people walking in the streets. Not on like I see a lot of people that will they're not crossing the street. They walk in the street
when there is a sidewalk.
Yeah, and do you know what I think when I see people like that? I think obviously you are from the jungle, and I don't mean a village from the jungle.
Ooh.
I know I don't mean a village from the jungle.
Careful, because
you're making it racist, and it's not. And I have a non-racist joke ready and loaded.
You're blowing
my punchline.
Go.
If you're from a village in a jungle in South America or in parts of Africa where it's still jungleness, you probably have fucking paths. I mean, you're like literally a wolf person who lives amongst the trees and forest. Like you don't know because I assume if you live in a goddamn village at all, if you live in any if you've seen other people, you too, even a minimum of two people have established paths. I can only imagine that there's some sort of Sasquatch people. Have you seen that?
They could be Sasquatch people, or they could just be avoiding the dangers of sidewalks, which are plenty.
Compared to the road, I don't understand. I don't understand. Why would you walk in the middle of the street?
Some sidewalks are less lit than the streets that they are adjacent to. This may not be the case on your sidewalks, but I know in my case, when I walk my dog down the street, I will take him on the street because there's a little more space, there's more light, there's sometimes sidewalks have construction going on, and there's a lot of dirt. And it's not well kept, so
dirt. Dirt is your excuse. Dirt. Dirt on the ground, Deepu, is your excuse.
Yeah. Or bad sidewalks. Some people don't put
okay,
them...
so when you do this, do you wear illuminated like stuff? Do you make sure you have reflective material on?
Always. Or,
Okay, yeah, no, that's never the case. This is you're putting logic to people that aren't presenting a logic. They're, first of all, every person, and I beep at all of them, every person that's ever walked in the street that's like that, they're like shocked. They're like, what's wrong with me walking where cars go?
No, I'm saying you're right. I'm from a village.
Yeah, you're from society. It's not even like a village. I would count small towns. I would count a collection of people who have been lost in the even people who are like getting plane crashes. They establish paths within minutes. So I don't know, you're like Nell. You're like a feral person that you're just walking in the streets.
I am feral. Did you hear how I went off on Carrie Fisher last week? I'm an animal.
I'm, you know what? Bring in the show.
This is Omega Saga, Mike Addiction Beta of the Good Health Podcast. Let's bring in the theme song is by the Turnbucklers.
Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers. You won't find that on any album. It's made just for us. Hey, how's it going out there, my go-to-hell Facebook demons? Deepu, how are you this week?
Doing so well, man. Despite the fact that I feel filthy.
Why do you feel filthy?
I've just been drinking a lot of coffee lately, and I'm not going to go into further detail, but that does have an anatomical effect on some functions.
It's a diuretic. Like, I don't know why we don't talk about it with coffee. It's like people who tell me about that, like, because you know me, I'm always there. Is if you okay? So I guess people don't on the podcast might not know me in person. I almost comically always have a large amount of coffee with me. I drink a lot of coffee. I actually this is a fact that makes non-coffee people be disgusted. I drink black coffee, and I keep it next to my bed because I need it, like, first thing in the morning.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's the first thing that enters my mouth in the morning. I'm a little bit, but, like,
oh, man. It's not the mouth of a lover that you want.
Yeah, well, it's a lover that gets up. up in the morning, he's awake, he's very productive.
So let's say you have someone in bed with you. Like, even then, you're going to wake up and be like, you're not even going to look at her. You're going to be like, all right, hold on, lady. You turn to your fucking bedside thing, and you just pick up your cup of coffee. Was just
yeah, I don't know if
down.
You know this about coffee drinkers. We're up way before other people. It's not an issue. It's not
right,
like it's
yeah,
not
that's true.
What was the point here? Oh yeah, I don't know why people are shocked by this. Why do you think people drink it? Like that's like you couldn't just think it was just for energy. You know what I mean? Like it's yes, it's for energy, but like it also gets that. I don't want to get blue right away, but it gets that pooping done. I don't want to be waiting on that all day. Essentially, for me, if you don't drink coffee in the morning and just get that out of the way, for me, that's like being like someone who's about to get assassinated by ninjas. Like you just walk around all day not knowing when poop's gonna happen.
I mean,
you
if
just,
you're talking,
you just
if you're,
walk
if you're...
around and you're like, bump, bump. It's like a Mission Impossible thing. There's just a 24 ticking clock in the corner. It's boonk, bink, boonk.
Well, seeing how you cross the poop boundary, I'm not worried
about. Hey, I sent a surface-to-air missile into the poop boundary. I do not need to bring our whole Klingon warship into the neutral zone of the poop boundary.
I think we should invade. I think we should make the whole episode about
this. I think you can throw one more axe over the line, and then that's it.
All right, my one axe over the line is that I've been generating some Play-Doh, and I just feel gross. Even though I wipe thoroughly.
Oh, okay. See, that's
was that a full-scale assault?
That's a whole bird of prey, Klingon assault into the neutral zone. Romulans, Romulans, Romulans. Okay. that was gross. It was not the answer I was thinking of. Do you think it's a drinking time of year? Maybe it's just that. It's a drinking time. It's fatty foods. It's the holidays.
Could be.
I don't think it has to do with coffee.
I hope not, because I love coffee. I make so much of it.
I think your body's physically... I think it's much more likely that there's been like 9 drinking holidays in a row.
Well, I don't really drink.
Then it is
really...
that... I mean, it's still party time, you know?
So just because I'm, like, at a party, my body is just
you're
has
up
to adapt?
Late? Yeah. Okay, yeah. The idea you've drank coffee for years, why would that suddenly start affecting your body?
No, I recently...
the old man has been up late all these weeks.
No. I Only recently, I've been drinking mostly tea when I'm at home, like, you know, when I need my coffee fix or my caffeine fix.
Okay, there's no caffeine in tea. I'm not gonna recognize anyone that says tea gives you any caffeine
What?
boost.
That's crazy talk. There's definitely caffeine in tea.
Yeah, there's caffeine if like you're pregnant, maybe. Like if there's a fetus at risk, yeah, there's caffeine in it. Or if like you have like a heart condition.
Yeah,
but like for
I
people
understand.
That
It's
need
not a
like
rate.
actual for people that need actual amounts of energy, I'm not really impressed by tea.
No,
I'm sorry.
I understand. It's not the Ray Charles needle into the arm that a cup of coffee is, but. I have been making like
Everyone knows Ray Charles patented Ray Charles heroin. Why is he the only one that's getting in trouble for doing heroin?
For the gifted musician in you.
Okay,
That was the
so
worst acting ever.
that was horrible. Let's get to my show because I don't want to hear about anyone's bowels. Hi, welcome to Go to Hell Podcast, a podcast where every week we see who's better at doing Facebook this week. It's my week to respond to Deepu's last week, and if that wasn't confusing enough, good. We have an intro at the beginning that explains it better than that. Last week on the show, Deepu talked about a dead person. I'm not going to say who recently died celebrity because I think saying the dead celebrity will make you think that this bit is topical, which I never want to be. I'm never a topical person, but I think that it will lose its impact if I say the actual celebrity. So let me say this.
Classy. That's very classy of you.
It's gross. If you – listen, I don't care if you want to pretend that this affected you. First of all, this is like the first time I'm getting serious on the show and we're getting into like real opinions of Michael.
Go there.
So like get ready for me to like probably make you feel bad about Facebook. people who get upset when something happens aren't affected by it for 2 weeks. They are affected by it for months, if not years. So for you to think I'm going to have any sympathy when you post something about a passing person and I talk to you months later and I go, oh, Deepu, how are you doing? You know, are you doing okay? I know Freddie Mercury's death really affected you.
Wait, what?
You know, I can't come to you weeks later and be like, how are you holding up since Freddie Mercury died?
No, I understand.
People?
I was kind of doing the role play there. I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Freddie? Oh, right, yeah, he died. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that's the fucking idiot. That like, if you're gonna post these things, that you expect me to think you have any sympathy or you're feeling any emotions when someone dies, mm-hmm. and weeks later I can't go up to you and be like, yeah, how are you doing? And you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. You weren't affected. That's not you being affected by it.
At that 2 week mark, you should still be distraught.
Distraught.
About death.
And I feel the same way and we're going to get a little bit inside entertainment here, but mind you, I'm going to make an argument this week about entertainment and the world of Facebook. When people do jokes about stuff, and fine, you're doing a sort of Jay Leno-esque thing, you want to write a joke about what's topical, but then you sort of try and convince me through your entertainment and Facebook posts that you're actually offended by the story. You know, people do pursue criminal cases and things like that, and they follow up on them, and for more than 1 week. I think that one of the big things that is happening, and this is my big perspective on Facebook, is that Facebook is being integrated with the news in a bad way because it's being integrated by fourth party people. Now this is if you know journalism, you know, oh, a fourth party source is nothing. Correct. It's not even a real word. So do you know this is sort of going back to civics class, Deepu. Do you know what the different styles of sources are?
I can guess that they are like the different levels of distance from the original source.
So first, what's a first-person perspective?
Let's say the story is about the president, something the president did, right? So a first-party source would be
the
press secretary, you know, the White
House. No. A first-person source is the president.
The president himself.
A second-party source, a second-person perspective, is the press secretary. And third-party would be someone, reporting on that,
right?
Dispersing it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that even at those levels, when you talk about that, the third person perspective, the third party, is still pretty shitty compared to first person, which is still pretty shitty in terms of actually finding out what happened. So when we talk about the idea of someone telling you about something on Facebook and they're a fourth party that has nothing to do with the situation, I was talking to people on Facebook about stuff, and someone mentioned the idea that fake news on Facebook. There is no – if you care about news at all, you have never, ever used Facebook as a source.
Right.
I'm sorry. You just haven't. Mm-hmm. It's not a real source. So the thing here for me is that you don't care about Carrie Fisher. The only reason you know about Carrie Fisher is because people are posting about it because they're reading it all from the same source, which is ultimately CNN or Fox.
And some of these sources you're talking about, I know these channels you're talking about on Facebook – they are not even fourth. They must have been like sixth or seventh.
I'm not even talking about channels. I mean, I didn't mean to know you. I meant to yes you. I meant, yeah, most of these people are ultimately getting it from feed sites, which are just, you know, funny commentaries or sort of ripoffs of the main source of you're totally right. That, see, I hate saying no to people when I agree with them, but I wasn't talking about news channels. I was talking about people's personal feeds. You're right, though. You're totally right in saying, yeah, you're like a sixth party. Because in reality, the website you get it from probably isn't CNN. It's probably some crappy blog. I'm not going to say crappy blogs. There's good blogs there. But they're probably blogs that aren't getting even press reports. They're getting it from CNN, copying the story and putting their own twist on it. So, like, yeah, they're like fifth or sixth or seventh.
It's kind of
crazy.
Disgusting.
It's gross. And for me, like I said last week, ask me how long – let's do this time again. Let's for people playing at home, this is how long it takes Michael to remember all the people that he's sad about dying. Deepu, go ahead. Ask me the question. I'll start the timer.
Mike, how many people would upset you if they died?
No. How many people – let's try this game again. Sorry, it's only our second week playing it. The question is, how many people do you remember? We're going to time how long it takes me to remember all the people that I've been upset about dying. So ask me how many people I've been upset about dying.
Mike, how many people have you been upset about dying?
Boom, I remembered all of them. How long was that? A second?
Less.
Yeah. If you can't name all the dead celebrities you've posted about, you didn't feel anything. You felt a fake sort of almost – I'm really going to throw things at people on Facebook. It's sociopathic. It's sociopathic because you just said it because you knew other people would understand that it's an emotion that you could possibly feel because you don't really know what dying is. So you just said it. Ugh. So I'm not even going to respond to you, sicko, talking about a dead celebrity last week on the show. You nut job.
Hey, at least I wasn't like, hey, she was the best thing ever. I went the totally opposite way. I consulted a text that said that she was the worst.
If people don't know, last week on the show, Deepu revealed his religion, and you might be able to tell from his name what religion he is. I don't want to be racist, but he obviously worships Confucius, a deity I had not heard of because of my racial ignorance.
There's a lot of religions.
I'm sorry if I – quite frankly, I wanted to apologize last week for – you really were talking about – do you have like – is there like a weekly passage? You know how sometimes they'll do that? Like you're supposed to go through – every day you're supposed to go through, like every week there's like a certain portion of the Bible you're supposed to read. Like, is there like a one for this week for Confucius?
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to sound ignorant to your God, but it's obviously the most insulting. I assume it's not English, because someone who speaks English and would make that name up, you know, they're obviously, it's a gross, disgusting way to use all those words. I knew it.
It's all in Korean.
So it's not even related to Confucius.
No,
because Koreans don't say Confucius as Confucius. They have a totally different name for him. That's the anglicized version of his name. So Confucius is just it's a totally unrelated word in Korean, obviously.
Yeah,
it must mean something. It doesn't even mean Confucius. I'm so sorry I insulted you last week. Could you give us a weekly passage?
Yeah, sure.
From Confucius,
it's a story.
Could you flip to it in the book?
Yeah, I'm gonna get.
If this takes you more than 6 seconds to do an ADR joke, I'm going to be pissed.
Let me just blow the dust off. All right, let's go to this
page. Okay, thank you.
Good
to get it there. If people don't know, it's a big book. Can you get there? You're not there yet. Flip a few pages. Are you there? Did you find it? Flip through. It's not quite. No, I want flipping. I don't want. What is? Don't. You're going too fast. Oh, wait. You're flipping now. Okay.
I hope you can hear this.
No, I can hear you flipping. Okay.
All right, today's passage. It says here, January 4th, 2017. Here is your wisdom.
So this is a very forward thinking, because if you don't know, last week it predicted the death of a celebrity, and it has in the book is
more like anticipated the ultimate truth that she will go.
So what's the weekly passage for January 4th when we're recording this? Mm-hmm. So maybe let's ad hoc this to January 5th.
Yeah. All right. So it says. Parable numbers 45, 37, 23,
and
14, and 9. Those are the numbers for the day. And then the passage says, it's actually a story. Hold on, let me just...
It better be a one-sentence story.
Okay. There was a guy...
Wow, that is powerful stuff. So, Deepu, in his, you'll have to go back to last week to hear his opinions on celebrity deaths, but I have to
Please
say, I find it gross. And you know what else I find gross? If your brand puts out, and I know brands that I like and people I know put out, like, when celebrities die, they put out, like, artwork. Hey, mm-hmm. Nothing's more disrespectful than the image of a producer over the shoulders of an artist going, hurry up and make this dead person's thing. Hurry up and honor them. We got to get it up there so that people will know about how much we're getting hits off this dead person.
I mean, you're kind of just like, assuming that there's a personality that's like that. Maybe he's very respectfully saying, hey, can you please just make sure you get this tribute image
can
made.
You, yeah, exactly. Can you get it up now? The guy just died. We really need this out there. It's disgusting. It's truly gross.
And it's not work. It's not that much work, Mike. You just take an old
picture. It is work at all, though, is what I'm saying.
That's true.
It's like, get up, Tim. Get up. Steve Curry died. Like, what?
Well, I mean, are you mad at newspaper editors for getting after their fucking reporters?
I'm not. They are trying to report what happened. What I'm saying I'm mad about is you giving a heartfelt opinion on someone that died and doesn't affect you for more than 2 weeks, is you putting out something on your company's page that says, like, so-and-so died. Here's a Tide soap thing in the shape of his head. Like, shut up.
That's true.
Or
that
like some quote from them about how they liked McDonald's. Like,
Cinnabon put on an Instagram of.
I don't want to stop. This is what I'm saying. I don't want to even talk about it. You know what? Cinnabon got enough free press from Jim Gaffigan. I'm not giving them any more.
yeah, they don't need our help.
But you know what? You know what? I want to before we go to our commercial break. I want to say this. We're going to get into this in the second half, but I think that there's something that I got angry and it turned into something funny and enjoyable and engaging, my opinion, right? I don't think that was assaulting to people. I think even if you posted that, it was an engaging way to talk about it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I thought it was great.
So that's what we're going to get into the second part of the show. Deepu, what section is this called that we have right here so that we can get paid?
This is called Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit.
Let's do it. You didn't do your thing.
Mike and Deepu shine your shit.
So we talked about it at the beginning of the show, but we're going to talk. So we do have a league now. Haley is a dog. I didn't remember to play in that league this week, but I have been taught.
You missed a good time, buddy.
We're not in it. I had to yell at you. You joined it today.
No. I got the Fire Fan app on my phone.
You were not in our league, though. They set up a league for us. Yeah. You weren't in our league.
Okay, fine.
We didn't do that this week. Yeah. Because I was talking to people and then saying, like, can we play another game, not realizing that there was no more games this week because it's playoffs.
By the way, my username is John Wilkes Booth, apparently. So
it's not that, though.
It's Butter Ninja, and then
nobody can find your name.
Jesus. Well, join Haley's a Dog. You'll see
me. Use your username. Yeah, we were playing in our own shit because I thought Deepu would join in and send me a message as to when football games were, but he didn't. So I was playing in my own thing, but it's fun. Essentially, what you do is, like, it's a place to talk about football. I think one of the things that's cool of it, if you want to look at it from this perspective, is, like, there's a chat in it, and you don't necessarily have to have the notifications on, which there is, like, a feed of all the stuff going on in the game. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times when I watch sports games that other people are – oh, man, I sound like such a nerd when I say that. But when I'm watching the same game that other people are watching, sometimes it, like, blows up my fucking phone with texts. Right. And that's not always fun. So I think it's cool that, like, I can have my texts on, but, like, I can have my Fire Fan app to not send notifications so I can, like, then go to the chat and see what's going on. That way, like, my whole life isn't my phone. Every Sunday, my phone isn't, like, blowing up from everyone being like, oh, suck it. They didn't that. Like, I can shut off. Like, it's a functionality that I don't know if, obviously, apps, like you having the notifications open, but I like the fact that I can tell my friends, like, let's only talk about the game in Fire Fan and don't, like, text me 90 times because I apparently and my team suck cock.
It's a great app. It's an organized app. There's a lot of customization. You can do bar time trivia for soccer or football. And
as we call it in America.
Yes. And then
in Europe, they call it soccer.
They're so dumb, aren't they? They're so dumb and fat.
It's like, sorry, European listeners, but we call it football here. We don't know what soccer is. And we're sick of you making, it's like every single shitty comedy show makes this joke about how, oh, you Americans. Oh, sorry, I'll do a different European country. You Americans, you're so stupid. We in Germany, we call it soccer. We don't know what football is. It's like, get over it. Stop.
Yeah, and
German comics making that joke.
Yeah, and I'm so sick of European Hollywood making movie after movie about the majestic story of football.
We get it. European Hollywood. Europe makes between 6 and 8 films a year. We get it. You make a ton of movies. I guess we can't relate to making 8 films in a year, Europe.
Yeah, well, how about you have a halfpenny and shut the fuck up, Europe?
Yeah, whatever he said, and I'm hoping it's not racist. Anyway, I don't know what a halfpenny is. That sounds like something racist.
I think it's money.
I don't know. I don't want to. Let's not find out. Let's plead ignorance to this, because go download the Fire Fan app. You want to play with us? Haley is a Dog is our league, and now we're going to be in it, which we're going to be in for the playoffs because Deepu didn't sign up. But we were chatting in there, and I have my own leagues. I think
Fire Fan, by the way. You just have your own leagues.
Just have leagues. I think I still have. I changed. So now I'm GTH Podcast for the show, but I still have that old account. And I believe I own the best league, which is the benefit. Again, people, get on these apps early, and you can have names like the best league, which I run. either way. Haley will get you some free coins, which will allow you to play more than the average bear, which is, I guess everyone will play more than the average bear.
I think so.
Even the above average bear, even the bear with a lot of phone access, you're going to play more than.
Even the bear that was raised by scientists to communicate is going to not play as much as you.
All those science bears. speaking of science bears, do you like music? Bears hate music. And if you want bears to take that opinion and shut up, then you should listen to Girls Like Kai. That's girlslikekai.com or on SoundCloud. And why don't you listen to this song? Why don't you? Why haven't you? You haven't because I haven't played it yet. Listen now.
If you're a bear, don't listen.
Quick, turn it off, all bears.
Girls like her. You wanna change me, I make butt jokes and make dollar. She can make look, not get sucked in for the all holler. Say me be a toy, say you be a toddler. You wanna change me, I make butt jokes and make dollar. She can make look, not get sucked in for the all holler. Girls like her. Be nice and obey, don't make a scene. If you freaky, we could take those off. It's not that I can't get freedom, it's more like I ain't been treated. More I raised them expectations. Boys fall short in the list, they meet them just once. Wanna get love like Rome to a lifelong bum on my tongue. I wanna feel fucked like posts of a dumping trunk. I'm not staying too long, got lines all down the block. And I'm feeding off the freedom, seeing freaky people rock. Too much yellow, not so gold. Too young fellow, he can't hold. Heart like Rose. Come banging on doors to make you run. Just get serious with real life. Don't be sneering, it's real high heights. Get me paid, get me raised. If you deserve it, I give you the life.
Freaky people, freaky people.
Freaky people, freaky people. girls like her.
Nah, out of focus. Can't hold me down, which is hocus pocus. So see for success, go like a Benz. Them are all tour bus, them want see me. Them can't be me, anything worth for me. Wish you could have give me, I just for that. No for them naga, I'm a bam, no my young, but I choke me a chat. Me can do the walk, I'ma do the talk. Me chat, no, what that make for me. We will get rude like shit after that. Them are all cash, I'ma tell them for park. Network goes so single, I post some hosts at a party, I'm big jerky. My team stars from my team deal with see, really call me Miss Nippy.
Change me, I make butt tracks and make dollar. She can make look no knock, get sucked in for the your holler. Some of that toy, I see that toller. You only change me, I make butt tracks and make dollar. She can make look no knock, get sucked in for the your holler. Some of that toy.
Be careful. All right, back to the show. So here's my hold on. I need a drink before the second half of this show. Give me a second.
Are we taking a water break here? What is this?
No, I'm drinking cognac.
Oh, Jesus. I bet cognac sucks.
No, it's pretty good cognac.
Why do you have cognac?
I'll tell you why I have cognac. Because my parents are often gifted liquor. Mm. And then don't, instead of just saying, I don't like this, like, I'm going to put it out at a party, they keep it and, like, never drink it. And then every once in a while, I am given the worst of all the liquors to be given because they don't want to drink it, and it's like a million years old. This cognac is so classic. Like the cork broke, by the way, which is not, it's not like a, it's not like a cork that you have to uncork. It's so old that like the cork in it just broke.
It just dried up.
No, so now there's like I made like a makeshift. I had to sift it first to get all like the broken cap out of it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Either way, it's delicious cognac. So before the break, we were talking about anger. Okay, we were talking about anger, and I want to bring this up. So I think a lot of people are angry on Facebook, and we're going to do a whole thing about this. We're going to do a whole thing on people should just be journaling instead of being on Facebook, which we've brought up on the show before. But I think there's a thing here, just like with posting about dead people, and we're going to get into my charity thing in a second too. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people don't know why they're posting on Facebook. And that's what's causing anger in Facebook.
Yes.
And that it's taken a lifetime of having rage to be able to turn that rage into what I think you'll find was a very clever bit at the beginning of the show. So insightful was mm-hmm. my rage. But I think a lot of people don't know why they're posting. And we were talking the other week about so if you don't know, I posted a thing that said for every angry comment about my penis, I'll donate to a battered women's shelter. That is coming, by the way. I want to make like a little special thing for it when I make the donation so that people can see about it. But you accused me of sort of doing something just to get hits. And I will say this, what you have going against you in that argument, it's not a bad accusation. And there's almost until I, which I'm taking my time finding a center, a place where I can donate effectively. I'm not donating to an organization so big that my funds get lost, and not one so small that it does nothing. So I'm researching the charity, but that's not me trying to get on your good graces. What I'm saying is your accusation that I only posted this to get more hits is totally founded until I give proof that I donated it, right? The argument you have going against you is that my Facebook page, and this is where all these sort of threads are being tied together about you not knowing why you're posting, about you having anger, and about me possibly scamming people. I am on the internet to entertain people. That's always my goal. And so when people post it on my wall, when you post on my wall, here's where my anger is going to come. You post on anything I post on the internet, you are welcome. I can set it. I can put my work, my jokes, anything I want on the internet. I can make it so that you're not allowed to post on it. When I let people comment on something that's associated with me, you are welcome for being allowed.
Ooh.
And I want everyone to say, this is not being condescending. This is how everyone should think of their Facebook wall. You are welcome for being allowed to participate. And that's how you should think about it. It is not your privilege to post anywhere. And you are welcome for being able to contribute. Otherwise, I can just do it and not include you at all. Even in being more social, I can pull that back. And I think the big thing I came into with the charity thing was people would post political jokes, either about recent tragedies that didn't have to do with, you know, women or things like that. Or you know, they would post about geopolitical conflicts. They would post about the election. I deleted all of those comments and messaged all of those people and said, hey, this post is not about what you posted. It's a good joke, whatever, about an election, about politics, about your political beliefs. But your joke is taking – and this is by the way I said it. Your joke takes away from what we're trying to do here, which is to get people to think about abuse towards women and that sort of difference. And so I'm taking your post down. Please, I hope you understand. Please feel free to keep posting. Out of the 15 people I had to take down comments from, two were slightly confused, and only one – only one didn't post again.
Wow.
So again –
people no, I understand. Wanna... Most of them came back. Most of them were nice and came back and posted a different thing.
Because I think in the end, my logic, I know why I'm on the internet. So my logic makes more sense than yours. If I'm supposed to randomly know all of your political beliefs, Deepu, and you post something and I say like, oh yeah, if we only legalized catching eels in the Hudson Bay, you know, or whatever, and you're like, Michael, that's so offensive. You know I'm really against catching eels in the Hudson Bay. Well, how was I supposed to know that? But because I have a purpose in every single post I put up, it made sense to everyone when I said it's not about that. So let me say this again. All of you who are my friends on Facebook, I did not reach my 5,000 goal. I'm at 3,300 right now.
What's the holdup? Why are you taking so long?
I don't know. I'm trying. I predicted that there would be, in my own mind, I didn't say it out loud, I predict that there's a 3,000, there's a plateau or more of an exponential curve. So it's going to be harder once you get over 3,000 to get to
like slows 5, it down 000. A little bit.
Yeah.
Hmm. What about
you
the
go
back,
through you go about, through those easy catches?
And you only had like 4 friends on Yelp too.
Yeah, but am I beating you?
Yeah, by about 3.
Yeah, I mean Yelp's harder. I don't know. I think if I get elite in 2015, that'll help. I think when you do elite, we'll talk about Yelp in a second.
Okay.
But I didn't do a review this week. But we'll talk about it in a second.
Started to throw you off your point, though.
What? Yeah. But my point is this, is that Yelp is a great comparison, though. It's a great point. On Yelp, their big thing is you cannot control what you put up on Yelp. You know, like the thing is like this someone said this about your business. They has to be up there. But the only thing you can do on Yelp and to take stuff down is to tell them like, hey, that's just not true. Like you can say whatever, but like this person said this thing about a restaurant, it's not true, and we can prove it's not true, and so it's slander, it's liable. They'll take it down.
Mm. See, it's so interesting that there isn't a function like that in Facebook. And should there be?
Of course there is. You can delete any comment on Facebook.
You can just delete willy-nilly, but like what if there was protocol in place that automatically deletes libelous comments?
How would you automatically delete it?
You could.
The point is with Yelp, it's a long process. If you get a bad Yelp review and it's something that has to do with like they accuse you of something you don't do, mm-hmm. you know, like they say. Usually, it happens when someone's like, "Oh, they sexually harassed me." Like that's not true. There's no charges pressed. You have to take this down, and they'll do an investigation. Yelp will go and find out whether you've been sued for sexual harassment or charges have been pressed against your employees, right? So they'll take that down. But otherwise, if they say the place smelled like dick hammers, well, it might.
Okay, yeah, that's but no, don't they have to send a guy and make sure that they can smell dick hammers?
First they send a guy to the Far East, yeah. And he goes into the hills and finds the legendary dick hammers.
They send the DH in.
Wait, so now this is a physical? Okay, whatever. But that's what I'm saying, and we talked about in a bonus episode that I don't think will come out because it was sort of us figuring out our legs. But I talked about an incident where a company didn't really understand. There's someone wrote something about my company. I said, I'm fine with people reviewing what we do, but this person is right accusing me of something that just isn't true. And they didn't understand. I was like, you know, it's slander. You have to take it down, you know? And it took me a lot of explaining to them that this is not a friendly interaction. It was the other way, that this company didn't have this professionalism that Yelp has where they say, these are reviews. If it's liable, we will investigate it. They were just sort of like, it's what people are saying out there. And I was like, no, you have to let me take down false criminal accusations, which is what was on there about my company. You can't. And they were like, oh, you should ask nice. I was like, no, I don't have to ask nice. You are committing a crime by posting libel on your website. You dummy.
Fair point. It's a fair point.
And that's how I think, and I think it, what we our show should be doing week after week, and this is me at my philosophicalist, which is when someone uses that word, you know to listen to them. we should be sort of creating the not morality, but sort of the branches of morality in terms of giving people a voice to how they feel. And I think my attitude is you're welcome for posting. Listen, all are welcome. But just know, it is a privilege to post there. And I don't take offense that I have to take you off or that I have to delete something. It's just, that doesn't work with what's going on here. For example, you can't post on my wall. You can only comment. It's a privilege.
You cannot post. You can only comment. Interesting. I didn't know you had to set it up that way.
Yeah.
You don't want people kind of speaking for you on your beloved wall.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely, it's mine. It represents me, and me is not just me. Remember, I'm on the internet to entertain people. Mike Fallick doesn't exist on the internet as a real person. Mike Fallick only exists as to entertain people.
That sounds like a criminal defense case explanation. The real murderer doesn't exist.
It's a bit like something the Joker would say. Okay, I think we're through what I had to say this week. So let's get to our last segment here, which is Letters to the Predators.
No, get away from me!
So, Letters to the Predators is a segment where we take your Facebook comments and we analyze them on the show, your issues with Facebook. Last week on the show, week after week, we use the same question, and me and Deepu give our perspective on it. This was sent in to us by Joanna Fang and Jessica McPherson. Thank you, you two. And it was about long rants. And I'll summarize it from last week. You can go back last week and hear us read the whole thing. I'm going to focus on what Joanna says. Both of them say that Jessica's more saying that no agrees with what Deepu said last week, which is that you really shouldn't post ever. You really shouldn't post long rants ever because I don't care, you know? And Joanna was taking a sort of middle ground where she was saying, you should post long things if you know for a fact that there's response to it. You know, post it if you think you're good at writing and you want to see that and if you know people enjoy what you're saying. But the point that I wanted – that Deepu thought I was – so we can open the curtain behind the Wizard of Oz here. You thought when I kept reading Joanna's sentence that I was like suggesting to you that there was some point you weren't getting. I kept reading it over and over. Like, you thought I was like saying like, and what do you want to say about this? Like you were a kid not getting a question on an oral exam.
Yeah.
Did George Washington go anywhere? and nothing about New Jersey that you want to say? No, I was not doing that at all. I just thought it was very eloquent what Joanna was saying. And again, listen to the literal segment on the last one, but I'll just summarize it this week. Joanna was saying she posts these long things, not just because she thinks she's a good writer, but in the end, she was admitting that there's a self-conscious side of her that is saying, I'm self-conscious that nobody – that these thoughts – I feel so alone in these thoughts I'm having that no one else could possibly think them. And there's this need to put them out. You know, she was saying at the same time, while I think people have interest in my posts, at the same time, I think I'm a little bit scared and that's why I go on these long rants and I'm hoping that someone reaches out to me. I want to hear what your thoughts are on my thoughts about this, Deepu, because I think you didn't really have any thoughts on it.
Well, yeah,
I think that's a really brave thing to say, and I think it goes back to the thing of people need to start journaling instead of using Facebook. Now, what's great is that Joanna seems to be in a place where she can post, and it's okay. Also, I'm saying she. I don't know any of these people's pronouns, she can post and. Why not change it then, Michael, you dumbass? They can post, and at the same time, they need to get it out. But also, they know that it might be entertaining, and also that there's a part of them that knows it might be uninteresting. That, like, knows that I'm just kind of putting this out there a little bit out of desperation. And I thought that was sort of brave. And I think people are sort of hide behind these things that if I think a lot of people, if confronted and sort of it was framed that way in a honestly in a therapist situation, they might eventually say, like, yeah, that's why I do that on Facebook. Honestly, deep inside, I'm sort of, but I'm not accusing everyone of that. But I think more people need to be in tune with what's going on and not just react with these emotions.
I also think that, you know, you were saying that everyone should just start journaling, but that, you know, Facebook gives you the ability to reach out and possibly resonate with a small group of people who...
Boom. Wrong. Here's why you journal, okay? I'll tell you this. I had a really shitty week this week, okay? This could have been me whining about everything in my life. Guess why it's not? Because I'm a goddamn professional. And I came on the show, and I grabbed a drink of cognac, and I did some funny jokes about people who don't know what sidewalks are for you.
Go Bears. Okay? Go Bears.
Go Bears. Again, a comedy joke from the 70s that only me and Deepu will enjoy. But the point is that I'm not going to sit here and whine, not just because it's not interesting to you, but there are certain emotions that need to be felt
at an appropriate time.
They need to be felt in your inside. Okay? I'm going to get real, like, kindergarten-y on everyone, because I think we're at that level. Some emotions are for inside people. And I'm not saying to bottle up your emotions, but I'm saying that...
To get cancer, the thing you're burying talking it down.
About, no. The thing that you're talking about, Deepu, like, I think that that's a bad response to the hippie generation, where you're like, don't let it all in, just let it out, man. You know, yes, let it out, but that doesn't mean it's the way you feel. You know, like, it might just be how you're feeling at the moment. Because the thing you're talking about, Deepu, where, yes, if you journal to everyone, people might resonate with you, that's literally how angry mobs start. That's like literally how angry mobs start. Someone goes, I can't believe that this race of people is in our town. And you know, everyone's uncomfortable with change. But instead of just saying, like, oh, well, it's not so bad, races don't really make that much of a difference, they go and they tell their next-door neighbor, the pitchfork equivalent of Facebook, and they all grab their weapons. And then they form an angry mob. That's how angry mobs get formed. And that's why you see this on Facebook. You talk about that mob mentality that you were feeling on Facebook, Deepu. That's why it happens. Because they do hit on some emotional core that's more like, kill the Frankenstein monster. It has nothing to do with how they actually want to feel.
All right, well, listen, if the maybe it could be a post that doesn't incite a riot. You know, maybe this woman could be like,
I'm saying, at least... Joanna is admitting in this case. I mean, Jessica's saying what I sort of feel, which is that if you're going to be what I've always said about entertainment, you know, somebody this week asked me about starting a podcast as a hobby. And I was like, well, if you like a hobby where people tell you you're horrible at your hobby, go ahead and make this your hobby. I do this on a professional level. And so I don't consider it to be something always fun. Sometimes it's not great. You know, it's hard work to make it happen. So if you want a hobby where every once in a while someone goes, yeah, this model airplane is great, but I think you're the worst and you should go die. It's like, oh, okay, thank you. The thing is that when you post something on the outside world, you need to be aware that people could shit on it. And those inside thoughts, when people shit on it, you can't be upset that they did it. You didn't have to say it out loud to everyone. You didn't have to. And you can't be upset then when people go, like, that's dumb. Because
Joanne could also just delete those comments. So what's the big deal?
I think the big deal is that the reason you're seeing people not like Facebook is because they're saying these thoughts that are part of their inner person. They're close to their soul. They're these gut emotional reactions. And they post them on Facebook. And then people are like, no, that's stupid. And it could be for a number of reasons. But it's I think people get offended when they say that's stupid. It's well within the rights of a public forum to call the thoughts that you broadcast stupid.
Fair enough.
You know, that's what I was saying, is that that's what I thought was so interesting about what Joanna said, was that they were saying, oh, like, I know that I'm pretty sure I like that people most of the time like my long rants and I'm a pretty good writer, but I also know that I'm doing this out of some self-consciousness. There's like, they weren't saying, like, I write because I want to do this. They were saying that they write it on Facebook because they're a little self-conscious. And I liked that. I liked that a lot. I thought it was the crux of it. I don't know that I can say something as definitive as, like, what you said last week, that, like, no long posts ever. I don't really know what a long post is. I don't really know what a rant is. I don't know that I know the full range of what people enjoy on Facebook. But I do like the idea of everyone analyzing why. You should always be thinking, why am I doing this? Everything you do on social media, you should think all the time, why am I doing this?
Why am I doing this? What are the possible connotations?
Yes.
Cover all those bases before you post anything.
I know I post a lot. It doesn't seem like, and I know you've heard me talk now for several minutes, and you can't think, I can't possibly think that much, but I do spend a great deal of my brain power on, why am I posting this? Is this a good idea to post? Should I post it? Should it stay up once it's posted? How long should it stay up? Should I take it down? And should I post something like this again? How is it being responded to? Every single post, and I post 5 times a day on multiple platforms.
And that's why you're the best, Mike. That's why you don't have problems with people. You don't have wars breaking out on your wall.
Uh-oh, what was that? Oh, I don't need to say what was that. I'm just going to play it. Oh, I'm going to get a DJ to turn that clip. Oh, my gosh.
Did it feel good to hear me say that?
Well, why even do the show anymore? I win, right?
No, I mean, you're flawed in so many other ways, but
okay,
you nailed it on this one.
There you go, but I've got a damning quote to send into... I don't know who.
Yourself?
I might get a t-shirt. I might get a t-shirt with it. I'm prone to make t-shirts.
It has to play the audio cue when you press the chest.
I can totally. I'm going to go to Build-A-Bear today and get one of those things that you can record a thing on. Oh, this is happening. This is happening, and I'm going to put it on a necklace and wear it everywhere and go.
It's called the Deepu's Wrong Bear.
And it's just, and that's, oh, I'll make it into a, oh my gosh, happy Valentine's Day, Deepu. Oh my God, I'm totally doing this. I'm going to wear it I'm going to carry it around with me all the time. People are like, what's that teddy bear for? And then I'm going to squeeze it. And it's like, that's why you're the best, Mike. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking know it. So I think I can get that cold brew coffee with no ice, no water. Starbucks is telling me they're not allowed to do that. And I get angry. Did I tell you about that? It can be a good closing story to talk about nothing.
No, but that's hella lame of them.
I order cold brew, no ice, no water, because they water down the cold brew. I'm right. Not interested in watered down cold brew. The reason I want it is because I treat my body like Tony Stark in Iron Man 2. I need to pour black liquid in me that makes me work, and I need the most powerful, high-grade stuff, okay? And one person was like, we can't water it down. I was like, there's no way that that's your margins. There's no, like there's no way your – I'm allowed to customize it all I want.
If you take out the ice, like, you literally get twice as much coffee.
But here's what these idiots don't realize. You're paying for water. You're paying to freeze ice. They would not object to me being like, I only want like a splash of coffee and then I want the rest to be milk. You know what I mean? They're not thinking on that level, but somehow when it comes to water, something flips in their brain where they're like, if we water this down, like we're saving money. You're not saving money, and I'm not going to buy your coffee if it's watered down. Dunkin' Donuts does it all the time, but Starbucks has started doing it too with cold brew. Mind you, the order I order at Starbucks is gross. Like, I know it's gross. I know that it's a ridiculous request.
I'm glad you're aware that doesn't sound pleasant at all. It's just a large, warm iced coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no ice, no water, and it's like really strong. And then sometimes they'll have this struggle of like, because when you write a name on a black coffee. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, we'll call you when it comes over. I'll be like, I'm pretty sure I'll know which one is mine. Is it the large vat of black liquid, like some sort of demon? Yeah, that's mine.
Is it the world's first transparent gasoline tank? Apparently.
That's what I have. If you just have some gas back there, put that in there. I want my coffee to taste like the bottom of a foot and give me almost like borderline speed. That's what I want. That's what I want. If speed came in a cup, sure. I just don't like taking pills. Don't do speed. Speed's bad for you. What if that was our PSA? It's like this 3-minute rant about it, and then it's like the more you know. It's me and you. Like talking about black coffee. It's like, okay, but don't do speed. Speed's bad. Don't do speed. Yeah. Boo, 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 boo.
I cannot wait to respond to all of your wonderful little theories from this week.
Yeah, and we'll have a new Letters to the Predators. Remember, make sure to hit us up if you have Facebook questions. I'm Phallic Real Mike. Deepu's shut up. You'll find us. And Deepu, I have something to say to you. I have it written down. Hold on. Let me flip through my stuff.
Oh, well, I got something written down, too. Hold on.
You want to flip, too? Hold on. I'm going to flip through. I'm flipping through. That's not it. Okay, hold on. Is that it?
Hold on.
Hold on. No, that's different. Hold on.
That's a textbook from college.
Okay. You know what? This is the Constitution. I've been flipping. This is not yours at all. Hold on. Okay. Here it is. Here it is, Deepu. I got to stop keeping copies of the Constitution with my notes. Hey, Deepu.
Hey, Mike. Deepu. Hey, Deepu. Mike. Go to hell.
Deepu. Oh, is that what you have to say?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say to me?
Yeah.
Because I have something much fucking different. Something you would have never even... I know, in your little fucking mind over there, you can't conceive something like what I'm going to say, but you need to hear it.
Lay it on me, bro.
I know you've never... It's never even occurred to you that someone would say something like this because you're so fucking high and mighty. But why don't you go to hell?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you didn't even see that coming. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe
it. Yeah, I said that. It's blowing your stupid... fucking mind.
See you next week.
Hey, everyone out there. Do you like sports? Of course you do. Unless you were injured in sports. I don't know. If you had some traumatic sports thing happen. Even nerds like sports nowadays. There's sports nerds. And if you think that there's not, sports nerds are all people that talk about sports ever. So, nerds, jocks, jock nerds, and... half-type goblins alike, please go to Fire Fan, the app on the App Store, and use promo code Haley. That's Haley. Go there. What you do is you download the app, you use it, and you talk about sports, and then you do it and you use it.
Do it. You like that level of input I got there?
Yeah, that was good. You helped so much. Good. It was like shake and bake, Deepu. Deepu, I hope you know the theme song. I hope you know the expression. I did the advertisement. and you gotta say it.
Do it.
No. It's shake and bake. So it's supposed to be like, I did the advertisement, and then you go, and I helped.
Oh, well, sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's great. It's okay. Go fuck yourself.
See ya.